So first of all, welcome to the Newsman. I'm excited. We have big plans for this semester, and part of those plans also include to continue the study of Machshava Musar, etc., so that we have a better understanding of Tefillah, the way it's done. And we've been learning the Sha'ar Beis of the Nefesh HaChaim, and if you remember, what the Nefesh HaChaim explained is that the word Baruch Atah doesn't mean that I am praising God. It doesn't mean the Lashon of Shevach and Tehillah, right? That's a very simplistic understanding, and he believes it's an incorrect understanding. Rather, Baruch is an approach, an expression of it's an expression of Tosefes V'Riboy. In other words, the idea is that I want God's connections to increase in the world. In other words, Zot HaNefesh HaChayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol, right, is far away, right? We have to do certain maisim on our own in order to bring God closer to us. Right, that's the basic idea. He calls those maasim, and what we spoke about in Shar Beis Perek Vav and Zayin is these things that we do are really the food. Right? It's really food. Food, by definition, is interesting. Now, when I eat food, so that keeps a chibor, keeps a connection between the guf and the neshama. No? Let's say I don't eat for a while. Right. First of all, if I wouldn't eat, I'd probably lose some weight, which would be the worst thing. But if I didn't eat for a very long time, so the connection I have between my guf and my neshama would become separated. And then I couldn't survive. The food doesn't directly impact on the neshama, of course, right? My neshama doesn't need any of the food I eat. But we know that when I eat the food, so then... Right, when I eat the food, so then it does increase that connection between the guf and the neshama. It keeps that connection going. Similarly, when I do mitzvos, my mitzvos don't directly impact on my on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, God doesn't need my mitzvos at all, just like my neshama doesn't need the food. But the mitzvos that I do keep the connection between God and this world intact, so that connection isn't severed. And the lashon of Baruch Atah is doing a mitzvah, which is adding additional food, so to speak, which keeps this connection between us and God together. So let's now pick up from Shar Beis Perek Ches. This is what we were up to. V'zehu ma'amor emzal, kol ha'omei HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatran hu yivatrun chayohi. If a person says that God doesn't care, so hu yivatrun chayohi, his life won't be cared about, no? If a person says, Avad Hashem Mei Ha'aretz, this is like a common approach that certain schools of philosophy have, that they compare God to a watchmaker, no? God the watchmaker is Kfira, okay? So whatever we're saying now is Kfira. So don't go home and say, oh, God is a watchmaker, because that would make you a kofir. But the idea of God the watchmaker means that the person who fashioned my watch, who made my watch, set it up, and then the watch operates on its own, no? The watch just keeps on going. So the idea of God being the watchmaker is that, sure, there was a God who fashioned the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran, God doesn't care about what happens afterwards, right? We don't believe that that's correct, right? Kfira, good? So, well, Kfira is bad. Hey, God, bye? Kfira is bad.
Kfira Tama.
Right, good. Okay, so the Gemara says that kala aymar kadosh baruch hu vatran hu yivatran chayohi. If a person says that God doesn't care, so hu yivatran chayohi, what will emerge is that kadosh baruch hu won't care about me. He won't care about me. In other words, that God will let me kind of cast off. Asher lechor in the place ukvan nispar ketzas lamayla. Bishar Aleph Perek Yud Beis. This is a very difficult statement, no? It's a very hard statement to understand. What do you mean? I say God doesn't care, so it's like a punishment. So merely God doesn't care about me. Right? God's like punishing me. So Zok HaNefesh HaChayim, what it really means is as follows. Uludvarinu kan ha'inyin yosem mevor betov tam. She'enu aderech ha'nikim achas ha'shom. It's not that God is punishing you. Asher kamo she'miteva ha'odam. Shem yocha macho she'betiv ohu mekalkeo mazik legufo. Yazik lo oso hamacho o gam yechla mimenu. In other words, just like we know when it comes to food, that the Nefesh HaChayim is very into food. And he says, that just like when it comes to food, if I eat bad food, what happens is that creates hezek, that damages me, that hurts me. If I eat poisonous food, I die from it, right? I die from it. And when I die from eating the bad food, I'm responsible for my own actions. Ba'atzmo nischayev b'nafsho. Kein hu b'inyin ha'avonos shahanefesh ha'choteis chas v'shalom. It works like this also when it comes to the sins of a person. Kevan shekvar kava hu yisbar b'tzono teva sidur matzavon v'inyinem shal ha'olamos. Shemaseh ha'odam ha'tovim arayim chas v'shalom en ke'inyin ma'chol mazon lehem. Since God set up the world, that the mitzvahs that I do is like food to keep the world going. So saying that God doesn't care is not shaykh. And what happens is God has to throw the lichluch, right, the dirt and the disgusting thing back at me. In other words, what the Nefesh HaChayim I think is saying is as follows. That if I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care, so what I'm doing is I'm doing a very serious avera, no? I'm eating the equivalent of bad food. And b'meila, once that happens that I did this serious avera, so just like when I eat bad food, so b'meila, my body gets hurt, so also when I do a serious avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes in the sense of he throws all of the bad things back at me. No? It's not that God is punishing me in the sense of nena nekishkish. You said, I don't care, I'll let you off. But the pshat is that because this maisa is a bad maisa, it's a serious avera, the result of it has to be, right, like the poisonous food that comes back to hurt me. Right? It's not just, oh, you're bad, we punish, right? It's that there's more of a direct correlation.
V'ato techze bin tovin inyan hatosefes v'riboi bracha umarav otzem tzorech avodosin akdusha b'chlola el atmos kim ha'modas ha'olamos. Now we can properly understand why our avoid is necessary to keep the worlds going. Ula hamshach ha'ashbir b'socham rov brachos of tosefes kedusha mitzad eschabres hatzmus ha'yisparach aleihem kifi ha'ratzon ha'oyom yisparach shemol kingin ha'achilav ha'mozom v'zeh ha'ritzono kvoda yisparach mitam kamus yito yisparach asher ein b'yicholteinu lahasig.
He's saying that really this entire approach that we're saying we don't really get. In other words, first of all, we're probably too young to get it. I'm probably older than all of you guys, right? That's a good assumption. And I'm too young to understand Kabbalah stuff. So alachas kama v'kama tova m'chupelas, you guys are too young to understand it. So we don't really understand it, but we do get the very basics. The very basics is that Kadosh Baruch Hu set up laws by which the world operates. Good mitzvos, good actions increase God's connection to the world. Bad actions decrease God's connection, right? Memela, when I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatron, that's just a simple bad action. It's not the pshat, right, that quid, how's it say, quid pro quo, right? It's not the pshat that it's a direct relationship to what I did that God deserts. No, it's just any bad action leads to God deserting. Anyone who has fear, that his actions should try to be ratzui, that we should try to do things that God will desire. And we should include this whenever we learn Torah and when we do mitzvahs. Right? The Nefesh HaChayim has a shita in general that when I learn and I do mitzvahs, I should have in mind that I'm doing it in order to increase HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to the world. In other words, our kavanah should be when we do mitzvos and when we daven properly, that we want to increase God's connection to the world. That's the end of this point in the Nefesh HaChayim. In other words, really, the Nefesh HaChayim is saying that like, the world is very simple. It's black or white, you know? There's good or bad. I do a good thing, God connects more. I do a bad thing, God connects less.
But, right, he's also saying that I should keep in mind when I'm doing my mitzvahs that I want more connections of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. We have spoken a little bit in the past about how Nefesh HaChaim's approach to tefillah is exactly the opposite of Rav Soloveitchik's approach. We'll talk about this more as the semester goes on. For the Nefesh HaChaim, everything is cosmic, no? All of davening is about doing good ma'isim equals food equals more connections, right? For the Rav, when I daven, I'm asking for specific needs, no? Human beings have needs. We daven. Right, if you read, the Rav has some essays called Rayonot al HaTfila, which are printed in the back of the Ish HaHalacha Galoy V'Nistar, and there's also Rabbi Karmi put out a book called Worship of the Heart, I believe. Right, it's also the Rav's philosophy on Tfila. For the Rav, Tfila is that we're davening for specific needs. God wants us to daven for needs. When we do it, God might answer us properly. The Nefesh HaChaim never once deals with that, no? Never once does he speak about tefillah as human need. It's a fascinating idea. We'll have to talk about this a little bit more. For us, practically speaking, what this means in terms of our own tefillos, again, I think on a day like today, today's not a simple day. Today's not a simple day. In addition to being the first day of the Zman, today's also a day of elections in Israel. If we have a sensitive Jewish soul, we should be davening very well today. Now, we don't necessarily know which outcome is better, which outcome is worse, which party should win. Again, I hope that we all have some opinions about who should win the elections and the type of Jewish state that we want. If we don't have opinions about that, that probably means that we don't care enough. But we also, if we really care, it should be a focus of our tefillah, right? And that would be in the Rav Soloveitchik approach, that we're davening for needs. Klal Yisrael has needs, we're davening for them. The Nefesh HaChaim's approach, so then what we should be thinking about, I think, today, is that we want to do additional mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim to increase God's connection to the world. Obviously, God's connection to the world, as manifest through Eretz Yisrael, has an entire spillover factor. And if we, again, we should be doing mitzvahs having in mind that we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, all we want is God connects more to the world. When God connects more, good things happen. That's a basic yisod of the Nefesh HaChaim. Are there any questions on what we did in Nefesh HaChaim? Should we begin Gemara? Such a quiet group. Okay, Givaldi.